In this segment of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I spoke with 53-year-old Bob McPhillips, a longtime paddler from Montgomery, New York.
Let us start by asking you, where is Montgomery, New York?
It's in Orange County, about 60 miles north of New York City.
When did you start paddling, and where?
Well, there's a river here called the Walkill River, which is a nice river. There have been some races on it. It's mostly flat water, a little tamer than the Susquehanna. I've been paddling since I was a kid. I'm 53 years old with the Boy Scouts and stuff. Started racing like in 1981 or so.
How did you get into racing?
I'm a pharmacist, and I had a friend who's a drug salesman, and he's actually the one that he did a race or two with other people and knew that I did triathlons, and so he knew I was in good shape, and he wanted to do better in the canoe race, and so he recruited me, and we partnered in the first six General Clintons I did with him.
So after doing the General Clinton, you became addicted?
Right, pretty much, yep. And then I'm still going, and he still will do shorter races, but the 70, he decided, was too much of a commitment. But honestly, like, the races that him and I did were probably, like, at a more intense level than I have done, except for a few times after that. He wanted to try to get into, like, the top 10 and stuff like that.
Now, you have 18 finishes, so you're on your way to 20 here. Is that a goal of yours?
Yep, definitely. Definitely want to get at least 20.
I think it's interesting that you have done this race and involved all three of your children along the way.
Right. That's something that I wanted to do and honestly didn't think would really happen. You know, I knew my son, you know, he's quite an athlete, would be able to do it. He even did it when he was 11 years old and then came back and did it again with me a couple years ago. My daughters kind of rose to the challenge. My oldest daughter, she actually went to Cornell and is now going back to Cornell to get her graduate degree. So she loves it, the area up there, and canoe racing. So she talked me into doing it with her. But my youngest daughter, when she was younger, she just never had the focus and, you know, the stick-to-it-ness of the other two. So I figured that would be something that would never happen. And lo and behold, she was up to the challenge, and I'm doing it with her this year. This will be her third, so she'll actually have done it as many as the other two combined.
Now, this is Julie we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So Julie's 20 years old, and she's right. Doing it with you for the third time this year.
Yep, and I think she surprised the whole family. If somebody was going to put odds, they would have said that, you know, she probably would have done half the race and said, that's enough. You know, once she got into the race, it was like she would always be looking ahead and saying, come on, let's catch the next boat. And I'd be saying, oh, no.
Why did I talk her into it?
Yeah. Of the three, it gave her the biggest sense of accomplishment to tell other people, you know, that she was able to do something that has that much respect, you know, from other people. When she tells other people she paddled 70 miles, because down here, it's a little bit different than the area up there. They hear 70 miles, and that would only be something that somebody would drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just can't fathom that you would actually paddle a canoe 70 miles. You know, she's got the bumper sticker on her car, you know, that I survived 70 miles, and she just loves telling people.
Your son, you said at the time that he did it with you the first time, was 11. How did he hold up as an 11-year-old for 70 miles?
Well, he did pretty darn good. At that age, it's funny, he looked at it more as an adventure, not a race. He wanted to have a bunch of granola bars, and he wanted to check out where all the baseball fields were along the river. Yeah, he was quite a Little League baseball player.
Have your kids done it with anyone else?
Actually, the year that Julie and I did it for the first time, two of my neighbors, who I've also done the race with either of them. In fact, my neighbor's wife, her and I actually have placed higher than anybody I've ever done the race with, it because she's also a triathlete. Her and I have come in second and third in aluminum class. And her husband, after seeing her do the race, had wanted, he's actually done it with me twice now. So they decided they wanted to do the race together, and my two other kids decided to do the race together.
So Lauren and Ian, they did the race together.
They tried to do the race together.
Okay.
they both were still in college and, you know, only had like 2 weeks to train after college.
Mm.
They found out that it was a little bit tougher to do than they realized without having put in the training with Dad. You know, they thought that their youth would just be what carried them through, and that they ended up going about 40 miles and said, that's enough.
So is there going to be a fight to do your 20th with you?
No, I actually promised, like I was talking about my neighbors there, the husband, his wife has done the race with me 3 times. He's done it with me twice, and he said when I get to my 20th, he wanted to be the one to do the race with me. So I pretty much have it promised to do the race with him for the 20th.
What about your wife? Does she paddle?
She paddles, and she's probably got the best technique out of everybody. And we've done the Sunday sprint races up there, but she has no wishes to do the 70 mile.
Okay. And what about your pit crew?
My pit crew? Well, she's been the pit crew most of the time, and honest to God, I think that's a harder job than doing the race.
I hear that all the time.
If I had to do the pit crew, I think it would drive me crazy. For them to find the places, to get out there, and then not knowing exactly how, you know, they have to be there like a half hour ahead, you know, and it's just, I give the people that do the pit all the credit in the world.
Well, have a good time with your daughter and enjoy the Clinton. And
you know, it's every year is a different adventure, and that's what's so great about the race. And I never tire of that area, the scenery, and it's just so enjoyable to be with the people up there and enjoy that.
Well, thank you, Bob, and good luck in your race, and have a wonderful time up here in the upstate New York area.
We always do, and we always enjoy listening to the radio station when we're up there. So thank you.
See Bob and his 20-year-old daughter, Julie, in the Mixed Comp Cruising class in Canoe X13. For Canoe Regatta 2010, I'm Craig Stevens.